children are listening. The children are listening. If we say something cruel and harsh, they will do the same. The children are listening. The children are listening. If they grow up to be bullies, we'll have ourselves to blame. Miracles can happen even on the darkest days, when we fear that all is lost and that hope has gone astray. Sometimes we drop our weapons when the price we pay is too great, when the damage to the ones we love is greater than our hate. Well, it's time to come together across the dividing lines for our children who are suffering from the pain of these hard times. It's not just ridicule and taunts or bullying by their peers. Grown-ups' rage and hate-filled words are ringing in their ears. The children are listening. The children are listening. If we say something cruel and harsh, they will do the same. The children are listening. The children are listening. If they grow up to be bullies, we'll have ourselves to blame. Bigotry and hatred still hang heavy in the air. They poison children's hearts and minds and leave them in despair. But if we defeat these demons that have kept us so far apart, love and true forgiveness will begin to heal our hearts. Well, the healing won't be easy, because the pain we've caused runs deep. The injury that we have sown, we fear one day we'll reap. But if we plant the seeds of peace with one voice at last, we join our hearts in peace and love, this painful time will pass. The children are listening. The children are listening. If we say something cruel and harsh, they will do the same. The children are listening. The children are listening. If they grow up to be bullies, we'll have ourselves to blame. There's no doubt that increasingly the world has grown unfair, and for some just plain survival takes more than they can bear. But when we attack each other, we play the enemy's game and fail to see that cross the line, the suffering's much the same. Well, we can defeat the enemy if we recognize its face. Let the hatred that divides us finally be erased. Let's finally stand together with our voices loud and clear, and let our song of healing be the one that children hear. The children are listening. The children are listening. If we say something cruel and harsh, they will do the same. The children are listening. The children are listening. If they grow up to be bullies, we'll have ourselves to blame. The children are listening. The children are listening. The children are listening.